There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling back in, hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number two get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. I was supposed to have had him on. I was supposed to have had Robert on last week, and of course, I just completely lost it as I was trying to rehab. But check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And quick birthday shout out to Dan Korzanewski. Dan is one of those ninjas that knew which hospital I was in when I had the heart attack. So put him on hold and we will go for it. And about to go to the phones right away. Gary in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir. What can I do for you? Gary? Oh, I didn't go to air. Gary, are you there now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Running against the United States Supreme Court 13-10-350, Gerhard Sweetman. The case involves all of us. It's such a basic human rights case. The government's claiming that they can come into our homes and do a search and inspection without a search warrant if we're a renter. So the Fourth Amendment's trashed.
Fourth Amendment doesn't apply if you live in an apartment high-rise, then, huh?
Yeah, Fourth Amendment don't apply to renters. How about that?
So, who's I had not seen that, I must confess. Who's challenging this, and where has it gotten so far?
I haven't seen it because the media is covering it up. They will not let anybody know because the government is making so much money off inspection and licensing fees of apartments. They also get power to extort and intimidate renters and landlords.
Seize. They get power to seize.
What?
They're making a lot of money off seizure, too.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
And you're the first media that actually got on the air to let people know.
So who's challenging this? I'm sure somebody has. Okay.
I started the case at a lower federal court, the Third Circuit Federal Court, case number 133540. They panicked, and Judge Goldberg saw that this case was going to go to a jury, and they denied discovery and interrogatories on the case. And as you know, you can't bring a case to court if they will not allow discovery of the defendants. And the defendants are the, in this case, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, the Montgomery County District Attorney. When home invasions occurred, they get this, what they said, there's no problem with attempted home invasions. There's no law against it. If you stop them at the door before they break down and they break in, that's okay, right? Anyway, so he stopped this, the defendants or the government. They got up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and their answer to this case was, "Dear Supreme Court, please let us not have to answer."
Right.
Now the case.
Well, I mean, the Pennsylvanian Attorney General, she has a tendency to pick and choose which law she's straight out of the Obama playbook. She picks and chooses like it's a salad bar which law she's going to enforce and which one she's not.
Now they're on her case now, but trying her for some criminal thing. I don't know what it is. Yeah, this is amazing. But Obama won't touch this with that. Eric Holder won't touch it. HUD won't touch it. Involves a HUD. That's how it got into federal court, because HUD was somewhat involved in the case.
Now, let me ask you a question. Where have they actually been doing this, and where have they been doing it? Because I don't see them doing that.
Your question's good. It's all over the United States, like the elephant in the room. Like Philadelphia has a big department called L&I, Licensing and Inspections.
Okay.
And it's done all over the country. Not every city has a licensing inspection of apartments, but it's so common here that that's why this elephant in the room case, it's just done all over the United States. Renters, when they hear they're going to get, code enforcement, building code people going to inspect your apartment. And people...
How can a renter be held responsible for building code?
Well, see, that's the name of the game. You switcheroo. It's called the landlord. The evil slumlord. Give up your freedom for the evil slumlord so we can get them.
It doesn't surprise me that this is happening, okay? It does surprise me that it's... I want to know if... Like, I haven't heard of any of those cases happening in my state. Okay. But I'm going to go looking. I have a direct line to my attorney general.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go looking for that, and I'm going to go see. But when you said they're doing it a lot in Philadelphia, now Pennsylvania is a fairly pro-gun state surrounding Philadelphia, isn't it? Isn't that about the way it works out?
Okay. Hey, get this. One of my briefs mentioned this. See, this not only applies to the Fourth Amendment, it applies to the Second Amendment. They come into your apartment and photograph your guns on the wall. So it applies to the Second Amendment violation. It applies to the First Amendment violation.
Well, that's sort of a registry. They're setting up a registry right there.
Well, yeah, they come in First Amendment, religious freedom, and get your religion or lack of religion. Also, the Fifth Amendment, you're testifying against yourself, because if you let somebody in your house, if you have a little violation, you're forced to let them come in and look at it. Now they got additional. Once somebody comes in your house, they got a search warrant, because they'll find some nitpicking thing in there to get a search warrant to come back. Oh, it's a nightmare situation. The state senators a large number of U.S. senators, they're running the other way on this.
I wouldn't mess with the U.S. senators. I'd mess with your local politicians, your state politicians. But listen,
politicians, no, this is government power, government money.
Federal money?
And you can't get any help from legal aid, because legal aid said, hey, those are the people paying us. You know, we don't attack ourselves.
Okay. My email address is bill@lockandloadradio.
Hey. .com?
Right
now I've got to spend... See, I am not an attorney. This is my third case up the U.S. Supreme Court, ACLU and I, back in the 80s. Get this one. We ran gay marriage up the U.S. Supreme Court back in the 80s.
I want you to email me this stuff about the Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment violations, if you will, and I just wanted to get that out before I run out of time, because I'm coming up on the break.
Writing.
Okay.
I got it
all. Email it to me.
I got it in all writing, 13-35-40, Third Circuit, Pacer, it's online.
I'll go looking for it.
Anybody can get it. Copy of the whole case.
I'm going to go looking for that, and then I'm going to go straight to my attorney general in my state.
Pacer.gov, 13-3540, Gerhard Sweetman, and that's the Third Circuit federal case. And you can see all the briefs and everything.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. This government just, they are amok. I am ready for them to stop being amok. Why is this happening? All right, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, Here's the last thing I'm going to say about this whole Somali mall, all this other stuff they're talking about. Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland, the head of Homeland Security, in hearings and in statements, he has said, "I'm not telling people to not go to a mall." But That is so short-sighted. Now, the first thing our government could do, okay, if our government was really for you, if they're really concerned about you, they would tell you that if you have to go to a mall, besides being aware of what you got going on around you, to take some means, some tool with you to influence what's going on around you, i.e. a gun. If you see a group of Somali youths coming out of an access hallway with AK-47s, looking in all directions, getting ready to let loose a cascade of lead, being aware of that is not going to do a whole lot. Besides, you're going to be aware of it. You're not going to be able to do too much with that awareness, though. It's wasted awareness, if you will. Being in a fight and not being able to fight back is wasted awareness. Some people have come out and said it. The Interpol chief got out there and said, we should let people be armed because they can fight back then. Why isn't... Well, I know exactly why they're not. The fact that Jay Johnson is out there telling people, I'm not telling people to not go to the mall, is twofold. They don't want to deal with the business end of it when they start getting phone calls from all of these retailers screaming at them. And at the same time, they want to make it look like they are maintaining control and they have control of this situation when they don't. They have no control over this situation. All this, in this kind of context, in this kind of arena, in this kind of warfare, all you can do is react. If you're not going to be proactive, if you're not going to take it where they are, if you're not going to deal with them directly, then you have to wait on them to get here, and then you have to react to what they're doing. That has some unfortunate side effects. People will die at the outset of all of that. Yes, that will happen. But they could say, what all of these countries could say. France could say this. Denmark could say this. You could say, we want an armed citizenry. We don't want to be a soft target anymore. We want to be surrounded by self-defense exponents. Richard Noble of Interpol said you can't have armed police everywhere. You can't turn these places into layered up green zones and not maintain them without some force of weapon there. Some group of people armed to the teeth is going to have to be in place. One way or the other, it's going to take guns to fight guns. That's just the way it is. Noble said it makes citizens question their views on gun control. You have to ask, is an armed citizenry more necessary now than it was in the past with an evolving threat of terrorism? All of these countries and all of these governments could say, arm up, folks, because we don't want to see you getting killed. Now, the Mall of America is still a gun-free zone. And, we've got some, killers often talk openly about their desire to attack where guns are banned. When in Santa Barbara, it's La Vista. He turned down targets there because he worried that someone with a gun would cut his killing spree short. In Canada, Justin Baroque, or Borque, or whatever, Borque, whatever his name is, on his Facebook page, he made fun of gun bans. And he had pictures of defenseless victims explaining to killers that they weren't allowed to have their guns. In Aurora, the shooter there bypassed a bunch of movie theaters that allowed guns to get to one that didn't. Economists William M. Landis and John Lott study the effects of 13 types of gun control laws on public mass shootings from 77 to 99. And they found that only permitted concealed handgun laws were effective in preventing or reducing the harm caused by those attacks. And most of these attacks occur where people are not able to arm themselves. So when you think about the spree shooter, Okay, think in the same vein with the group of terrorists, because they're going to be going for the same thing. Uniformed officers, whether it's with a spree shooter or with a terrorist attack, if they're on the scene when this starts, they're the first ones to die. Or they can select to go to another place where they don't see a uniformed officer. Or they can wait for the officers to leave. One of the things they say is that permit holders will shoot bystanders, or that the arriving police will shoot the permit holders. In all of the cases where an armed citizen has intervened at a church, at a mall, schools, universities, parking lots, no permit holder has ever shot a bystander. And never has the police shot a permit holder. It's all a bunch of lies, folks. What you hear, all the reasons you hear about why you shouldn't be armed is just one big lie. And anytime you see a gun-free zone sign, like at the Mall of America, where my network, GCN, is located, that's a magnet. It's a magnet for those who would want to go into one place with a bunch of targets to kill unimpeded. Here's the thing. If they want to go that way, that's fine. Every one of you who don't think that I should have a gun, put a gun-free zone sign in your front yard. Do that for me. Live. Stop being a hypocrite and do that. Try that on for size. Put out there to the world that you are more civilized than I, and you will not protect yourself with a gun. Now, I really don't want them to do that because I don't wish harm to come to anybody in these United States. But that's the hypocrisy of it all. They probably wouldn't do it because most of these gun ban people have guns. That's also part of the hypocrisy and the problem. But that's okay. We'll just deal with it. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach a reaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I use. Inside, outside the waistband, it does not matter. And the outside the waistband holster can go anywhere. It is that modular. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Dark Angel Medical, their new website is live. Still the same website, darkangelmedical.com, but they've got a new look. Go check them out if you're looking for the best blowout kit known to me. If you want to understand why we seem to be seeing more young criminals shot by citizens and police in recent years, you need to look no further than those who try to influence and who try to celebrate and lionize criminality instead of condemning it. If you look at some things that have arisen, people like Al Sharpton, they become cottage thought industries, and they specialize in creating a fantasy world, an alternate reality in which the violent criminals are remade into the victims who were exploited for political influence and monetary gain. Now, one that they attempted to martyr was the drug abusing, gun dealing, street fighting attempted murderer Trayvon Martin. Now, according to Rachel Gentile, who was the last person to speak to him before his attack, Martin thought that Zimmerman might be a gay man attempting to hustle up a date. So if this is actually true, then Martin was perpetrating what is characterized now by the feds as a hate crime because he decided to do a little gay bashing. If he attacked Zimmerman for merely following him, if he didn't recognize him in the neighborhood, that he experienced a rash of robberies, which necessitated the need for a neighborhood watch, that's no more excusable. Zimmerman lost sight of Trayvon Martin. and he stopped trying to find him when the dispatcher told him he didn't need to. He did make a mistake. Getting out of his truck was a big mistake. That way he should never have done that. You don't go, if you go looking for trouble, it will find you, which is exactly what happened with him. He was trying to go back to his truck when Trayvon Martin jumped out of the, came up behind him and wanted to know why he was being followed. And then he attempted to beat George Zimmerman to death. That criminal action, which was imminent, immediate mortal danger, warranted deadly force. But instead of trying, instead of looking at, you know, I don't like it when anybody in the United States gets killed. And when, if you get rid of all emotion and you simply examine certain things, you can actually come to some conclusion as to how to prevent this from happening, this same set of circumstances from happening again. But that's not what we get. At Cornell University, MSNBC host, supposedly academic professor Melissa Harris Perry said that she hoped that Trayvon whooped the expletive deleted out of George Zimmerman during their encounter. She took a speech there entitled, "We Can't Breathe, the Continuing Consequences of Inequality," and it was delivered during the university's annual Martin Luther King Jr. commemorative lecture. You know, Dr. King would be spinning in his grave right now if he knew some of the people that were out there saying that this is what he would advocate. She claims to be an academic, but she completely voids herself of all logic and reason. And she goes to the conspiracy theory and the racial hatred and the legal ignorance. She doesn't care that people, no matter what color they are, don't have a right to attack another human being for following you in public. She's not interested in the legality of it all. She's only interested in creating that victimhood fantasy that gives her power and influence. Selling a convenient, make-it-up-as-you-go fiction to a culture that doesn't want to actually confront a very real problem of criminal violence in minority culture, in movies, music, and on the street. That is ever present. It's so much easier to sell this narrative of this false victim than it is to take responsibility for the failed families, for the failed politics, and the rampant criminal behavior that comes as a result of those two things. This is liberalism at its best. We create the problem. We keep it going. And then when it finally bears fruit, we say that that is not ours. George Zimmerman, you know, there's there was. If you go and buy a gun today, there's not a checkoff box for a white Hispanic. There's no such thing. It's easier to create the white Hispanic police wannabe out of a tri-racial neighborhood than it is to admit that the community had to form a neighborhood watch in the first place because of the rash of crimes committed by young thugs like Trayvon Martin. It's easier to cast the blame than it is to take the responsibility. And that's why this will continue. That's why this recent rash, this is where the parents get up or the family gets up. I heard the other day how, you know, a police officer was riding up on something. He was doing his duty. And he rides up on a crime in progress and he gets shot by the perpetrator. And his family, when they catch the perpetrator, says the cop shouldn't have got out of the car. Cop had no choice. Or if, you know, it's never a matter of teaching your children not to break into old folks' home or rob stores or beat people up. It's never a matter of that. It's always a matter of he didn't deserve to die. I got very bad news for all of you that perpetrate that. If one of your little darlings violates my peace, I'm going to disrupt their entire bodily function in the most violent way I can. So it's over with quick. Because I don't ask for that. I'm not asking for it. I don't want it to happen. And if I get forced into doing it, I'm going to do it so severely. So maybe I don't have to do it again. And if you, the families of these, if the race baiters and all these guys want to try to perpetrate this and turn me into the villain and everything, do that if you must, but do it at your own risk. Because I'm not going to give in to him, you know, intimidation that way. I'm just not going to. I don't want to shoot anybody. But let's not confuse my intent and my desire with what I will do. I will do it. Not going to be a whole lot of hesitation. Door comes slamming open. Game on. Game is on, and I carry a gun everywhere I go. I carry a gun. If I'm getting up to refresh my coffee cup, I carry my gun to the coffee maker. Because I don't know if or when it's ever going to happen. But I'm prepared for it if it does. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoin, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. The only thing I carry, I've got to get them back in here. I got to get to where I can film. I can't drive very far just yet. And it's going to be a bit of a drive. But as soon as I can, we're going to go film some of their secrets at G-Code. For all this talk about, being able to defend yourself, a lot of people... When you think about concealed carry, a lot of people are going to opt for a very small 380 pistol. And, hey, that's better than nothing, okay? But a lot of people are always, a lot of people that don't want to train think they can buy the gun. It's a little bit like looking at a golfer, really, who buys a new driver every year. And then when he's hitting his slice, well, he's hitting it with a $400 driver versus the $300 driver he had last year. So, you know, they either are making allowances and giving in to comfort by getting something they can hide in their pocket, or they're going to some custom 1911 or custom Glock or... And when they're doing all this, most people don't consider what happens in 90% of self-defense scenarios. Shooting and self-defense involving handguns take place at close range. And this is across the board for in 90% of the cases. Police, military, private sector, all share those facts. Now, you will see examples like that cop that I said, was it in Austin, Texas, where some cop fired a shot one-handed 350 feet and hit the assailant with one shot? Or we had the old man in Texas who engaged somebody at 150 feet. Some people will tell you that you need to develop marksmanship skill from 25 and even 50 yards. Being able to shoot at long range is nice. And it's a desirable skill, but if you don't have, if all you have is time to train one way without having the facility or anything else to shoot long range, well, that's, you're not losing out on that. People that are going to try to sell you on the importance of this, they don't understand your need versus your want. Now, the ability to make a headshot at 5 yards in 2.5 seconds is far more critical than being able to hit a torso at 50 yards in 4 seconds. And if you're carrying a .22 caliber, a .25, a .32, or .380, they're fine for self-defense unless you actually have to use them. (laughs) Any gun is going to be better than a sharp stick, but if you ever need to defend yourself or your family, you're going to want a gun that you can shoot accurately and effectively under stress. And this is where we get into the caliber wars. See, this is where we get into the caliber wars. A lot of people will go, you know, back in the 70s, you had basically three choices. You had you could get a .357 Magnum revolver that would also fire .38 Special, or you could get a 1911 .45. This was the basic choice set. I know that there were things like Browning automatics and semi-autos and all this other stuff, but in the 70s, okay, that was basically what you had. You had a revolver, you had a semi-automatic pistol. Typically, back in that time, the 1911 was what the good guys carried. And most of the ones that carried those guns were excellent shots under all circumstances. Today, a lot of people that carry these guns are absolutely horrible when it comes to accuracy. And they think it's, you know, the size of the round, the .45 ACP, it's going to handle things. It's going to solve the problem, even if they can only achieve peripheral hits. You know, if you shoot somebody with a .45 in the little finger, they're going to go down. This is why you see the preponderance of tactical instructors carry 9mm. Because you're always better off with a weapon that you can use with skill. And caliber is always going to be secondary to shot placement. Now, as far as which is better, as far as on impact in a good hit, okay? 45 is going to be about 10% better than the 9mm. Ball round versus ball round, or jacketed hollow point versus jacketed hollow point. Now, 10% when your life is at stake is a whole bunch. That's a whole bunch to consider. The problem I have with the .45 ACP, okay, I love a 1911. I like Kimbers, and I like Springfields, and I like STIs. But I always run into this problem with jacketed hollow points with those guns. I could go, okay, to something like the Glock 21. And for me, I would have to send that gun to Salient and have the grip reduced because it's a handful of pistol. Very hard to conceal now. Very hard to conceal. Very big. So there are pistols that can handle the jacketed hollow points, and there are pistols that have the right size profile for me individually to carry, but these are not the same gun. These are two separate guns. So I defer to the 9mm. In the space of time that I could bring the 9mm up and I'm triggering off shots, in the space of time that I can get three or four off with the 45, I can get six into the target with the 9. I don't worry about, when I'm training, I don't worry about things like splits, okay? You've seen these guys where they start saying, well, my split was about 0.9. I don't worry about that because that doesn't matter in the real world. I'm not a competition shooter. Having a high-capacity gun, that's another thing. If you have a high-capacity gun, most of the guns I carry, I've been carrying the Glock 19 here of late, 15 rounds in the gun. That doesn't mean nothing if I'm going to miss 14 times. That doesn't mean anything if I'm going to miss 14 times. Shootings and gunfights are going to be the ones that actually score hits rapidly. That's what it's going to boil down to. I have both the Glock 17. Well, actually, I have the whole Glock 9mm series. I have the Glock 34, I have the Glock 17, I have the Glock 19, I have the Glock 26. If they ever make a Glock single stack, full size 9mm, I will have that as well. If I could find a 1911 that could reliably chamber hollow points, I would carry one. But it doesn't. I haven't run across that just yet. That hasn't happened with me yet. I know that it's capable of being done. But, you know, with a gun like that, if you got to take it and send it somewhere to get work done on it right off the bat, and all you want it is for self-defense, which you're going to be better off with, an out-of-the-box Glock 19 or a Kimber that's been throated and polished and you've spent $1,200 on the gun, another $500 on getting it throated. And then you gotta break it in with 500 rounds before most people would recommend you carry it. Where with Glock, straight-out-of-the-box self-defense tool. But, or you can buy a Wilson Combat. Wilson Combat Gun is very expensive, but I've heard that I've never handled one. I've heard out of the box they are splendid. I've heard they're splendid. Springfield, of course, is very good. Rock Island Armory, I've had more than one of those. They're very good. But at the end of the day, if I'm walking around and I'm going to be trusting my life with a gun I'm going to be carrying, it's going to be a Glock. It's going to be a high-capacity 9, period. And maybe one day we'll figure out this whole 1911 hollow point issue. I know with some, if I'm willing to spend the money, that I can get it fixed. But at the end of the day, with this gun, as long as I practice real world drills, like Mozambique, like leaning against the target, as long as I train with this gun using real world scenarios, I'm going to win. I'm going to win that. So whatever gun you choose, if you practice real-world drills, you will persevere. You will win that fight. And it becomes academic, that whole caliber war thing. All right. Hopefully things go well. We're going to do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Huge.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.